Tai Chi exercises. All were dressed in loose-fitting tracksuits, each one a different color: sky blue, lemon yellow, carmine red, bright purple. Arms outstretched, feet wide apart, they looked from here like toys whose batteries were running down. Near to me, a man sat at a table reading. He was ruddy-faced and heavily built, with a magnificent shock of white hair. In the other direction, leading into hundreds of acres of grassy slopes, were pathways and wide staircases leading to the hydrotherapy center. All were built from a wood with a color that gave them a distinctly Japanese look, accentuated by curlicues and carved trim. The tour that was part of the initial indoctrination had been conducted by Norma, a clone of Julia, but even more voluptuous, if that was possible. She had explained that the hydrotherapy facilities included Roman baths, Turkish steam baths, Swiss high-temperature shower jets, Japanese soaking tubs, Hungarian mud baths, a tunnel that provided seaweed flagellation, herbal jacuzzis, and even prosaic whirlpools, saunas, and just plain pools. To be fair, they were not really that plain. The sides and base of the pool were perfect mirrors. It was a gorgeous day, with a few streaky cirrus clouds trying desperately to break the monotony of the light blue sky and not being very successful. It was warm in late summer,